among the root causes is the issue of corruption and the disintegration or violation of the rule of law. So that's why I've asked you to join me today.
Vice President Kamala Harris says she met with Guatemalan leaders today to get a better understanding of why Guatemalans are leaving the country and what is needed to reduce the growing number of illegal crossings at the border.
What we want is to enter the United States to have a different life, since in Honduras there is a terrible, horrible life. There is no work in Honduras. There is no help, even less for a single mother. There is no support.
The focus of the plan is the Northern Triangle of Central America, which includes Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Migrants are fleeing for America, hoping to escape poverty, violence, and corruption.
People are facing discrimination and persecution. Families are living in fear of traffickers and gangs.
One key part of Harris' plan is to hold the government accountable and restore faith in the judicial system in those countries, something she says will give people hope and encourage them to stay.
People say that we have a crisis on the border. I always like to say we have a problem on the border, and the crisis is in three Central American countries that have had failed American policy for decades.
Today's talk comes after the vice president met with Texas lawmaker Vicente Gonzalez, a Democrat, whose plan includes creating incentives to discourage migrants from leaving their country. Gonzalez is pushing for the United States and private companies to invest in agriculture, which would then create more jobs in Central America, creating more after-school programs in those countries for kids, which he says would prevent them from joining gangs, and creating more federal help for U.S. law enforcement.
Part of giving people hope is having a very specific commitment to rooting out corruption.
Now, Harris is planning to visit Guatemala come early June. It'll be her first foreign trip in the vice president role. And of course, this amid calls from lawmakers, border officials, and border residents asking the Biden administration to come visit the border here in America for themselves, something the administration has yet to do. Reporting live in Del Rio, Texas tonight, Marky Martin, News Nation.